We live in a twilight world. This is going to be Attack of the Drones Part 4. And I think this is going to be a nice, quick and easy one. And yeah, man, let's get on with it. Now, I often talk about the djinn. Yeah? Other people might call the djinn, they might call them the archons. Or the Christians might call them the demons. But we're all talking about the same thing, right? These plasma entities that are hidden. We can't see them, but they're there. And they've got an issue with humanity. Or they're used to manipulate humans and humanity and reality and so on. I don't want to go too deeply into the djinn right now. But I'm sure if you've listened to my work, you know what I'm talking about, right? These beings that exist in the world between worlds that can influence this reality and so on. So the old-fashioned way of spelling it was J-I-N. Yeah, this is the anglicized way of spelling it. Or djinn with a G, or genie. If you remember back to the Disney film Aladdin, that version of the djinn, the cartoonish, funny, wisecracking version, was called genie. Spelt with a G, G-I-N-I-E. But actually, the correct spelling, the correct translation from Arabic to English is D-G-I-N-N. Djinn spelt with a D-G-I. Yeah? And djinn means hidden. The djinn are the hidden ones. So D-G-I. So how does this tie in with drones? And attack of the drones and drone warfare and all of this stuff, right? Can anyone guess what the largest company or manufacturer of drones is called? Of course, the answer is DJI. You couldn't make this shit up even if you tried. So yeah, they are called DJI. I'm sure you've heard of them. Their motto is the future of possible. And DJI stands for Dejiang Innovations, which roughly translates to Great Frontier Innovations. Yeah, that word frontier, new frontiers. It's all about, you know, creating the future and so on. Manifesting the future. Engineering reality. But as you can see here, it says at the bottom, DJI accounts for over 90% of the world's consumer drone market as of June 2024. These guys have pretty much got the monopoly on drone manufacturing, especially on a consumer level. If you go to Wikipedia and have a good read up on DJI, you'll see there's a lot of interesting information there. As you can see there as well, their headquarters in Shenzhen, China, is called Sky City. And the structure seems to be floating above the earth. If you listen to my recent XX podcast with Emily Moyer, we're talking about Vimana, which are like floating buildings in regards to like Hindu mythology and religion. And yeah, it's funny how, you know, it's all connected, right? It's just all connected. If we look at the next bit here, it says DJI projects have drawn concern over privacy and security. They have been used by combatants from all sides during the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the company has been sanctioned by the US government, but its drones can still be purchased and operated in the country. So yeah, man, in regards to drones, especially with the Ukraine war, it's put a lot of emphasis on drones, right? It's put drones out there, and there's currently an arms race going on regarding drones. Each side is trying to make, well, every country is trying to make drones that are not only good but actually affordable, because the whole thing of drone warfare is you need to make sure your anti-drone weaponry is cheaper than the drone itself. So let's say you are manufacturing a drone that costs like $300 or $300, and you know, the system you're using to take out that drone costs $400, well, you've lost that battle, haven't you, financially? Because every time you take out a drone, you've lost $100. So it becomes a war of economics, a war of cost, a war of attrition. Yeah. Currently, the British have allegedly made something called the Dragon's Breath or the Dragon's Fire, which is a laser beam. And the whole unique selling point of that is that each time it shoots the laser, it only costs 10 pence. Yeah. Now, of course, this technology, the laser beams and that, has been around since the dawn of time. They're calling it Dragon's Breath or Dragon's Fire because obviously back in the days when we were seeing things in the sky and we didn't have terms like drones or holograms or projectors, we just call it a dragon. So, you know, there's all of that stuff as well, which I don't really want to go too much into in this video. I want to keep it nice and short. We want to keep the emphasis on drones, especially DJI drones. Now, many people are concerned, I think mostly in America, you know, the concern being that these drones, these consumer drones that the members of the public are flying around, actually contain, like a Trojan horse, spy software. And while, you know, people like YouTubers and TikTokers, who are all about photography, and obviously YouTube and being a TikToker, being an influencer, being the new 9-to-5, and having a drone is almost like standard issue for a YouTuber now. Whilst they're making just a video day, they're making these videos day in, day out, they are unknowingly flying around spy devices that are not only spying on humans, they're also mapping out the terrain. And yeah, under the guise of, well, we're just making a fun YouTube video, they're essentially flying up spyware, spy technology that is, yeah, surveying the landscape, monitoring us humans. It's just another camera in the sky, right? But this is all hidden within the technology, and it obviously goes back through the internet, or the Jinternet, as I call it. Yeah, Jin and internet, Jinternet. And it's relaying constantly data back to the Matrix. Yeah. So you can see how the Jinn, the hidden ones that are manipulating reality, and drones are all connected. And yeah, so there's lots of people in America. Now, obviously, as you know, I know it's a one world government, right? But lots of people who are in positions of power in the USA, they don't understand it's a one world government, and they truly believe they're at war with China, and they think this is specifically a Chinese spy software operation, when it's not. It's a one world government spy software operation. It's all part of the panopticon reality where the prison guards have maximum visibility, yeah, and the prisoners, us regular humans, have zero visibility. We can't really see the watchers watching us, right? That's what panopticon reality means. If you want to know about panopticon reality, just do a quick Google search on a panopticon prison. Yeah, because the panopticon reality is obviously just a greater, grander concept that revolves around prison layouts and architecture. We'll do that in another video. I don't want to go down that road either, but yeah. So a lot of people are speculating that this whole drone business in New Jersey is actually a big operation to help convince the masses, convince the public that they should rightly ban drones for regular everyday people. But of course, you know that the police, the military, the FBI, the state will still be able to have these drones, right? No drones for you. But definitely drones for the state. The reason you can hear fireworks, by the way, is because it's New Year's Eve right now. These drones, they have LiDAR, light detection and ranging, right? And this is sold as like a part of the feature of the product, that it stops these drones colliding into buildings. It's a safety feature. So your $1,000 drone doesn't hit anything and crash and cost you more money. But these LiDAR systems, they're also scanning the terrain. They're scanning the environment, okay? So it's not just about safety, is it? They are definitely containing very, very high technologies that are useful in spying, yeah, just surveilling the masses. Here's another image, as you can see here. Forward vision sensors, downward vision sensors, lateral vision sensors, just a flying scanning machine. Now, it's kind of genius when you think about it, right? It's almost brilliant. You've got to tip your hat off to the hidden hand and how they keep manipulating the masses into doing the job of running the prison or being a part of the very system that controls them, right? Honestly, man, it is almost genius. It's almost as good as, you know, remember Snapchat? You know, they made this kind of fun app with bunny ears and stuff where you take a picture of your face and it will do stupid things like put bunny ears on you and make you have a big tongue or it does comical things to your face. But ultimately, people were constantly uploading their face to the Black Mirror, to the Jinternet, as well as their location and who they were hanging around with. Yeah. So people have this idea, especially the Truther Brigade, these clownish conspiracy theorists. They have this idea that one day that FEMA's going to kind of lock us all up in a prison. It doesn't need to be done. Yeah. The people are so stupid that they will happily carry around a little mini device in their pocket, the Black Mirror, and freely of their own free will, keep taking selfies all day long, letting the Panopticon surveillance system know where they are, who they're with, and what their face looks like, their current haircut. And you know, that when it scans their face, right, it's almost like it's almost got the technology to see like how their health is, right? It can scan your skin, it can look at the bags under your eyes, it can look at the healthiness of your hair. It can almost pretty much tell what you're eating. Not that it can't do that anyway, because you're constantly paying with your debit card or playing with your phone, like what you're buying at the shops and whatnot, and how often you're going to the gym. It knows this shit already, right? That's it. I want to wrap this video up now. I'm sure you'll get the point. DJI drones, attack of the drones, drone warfare, drones being pushed into consciousness. You know, it's funny, right? Because the whole New Jersey thing, although it was only a week ago, it's pretty much old news by now, yeah? It's like a long forgotten memory to the average person. The average normie and the average truther, it's an old forgotten storyline. And of course, the hidden hand is now projecting a new laser pen dot for the cats to chase around on the floor. It's New Year's Eve today. And yeah, man, we live in a twilight world and there are no friends at dusk.